Memento Mori by Mary Crockett Hill. Because they had no pictures of her breathing, they stretched her small, breathless body on a child's fainting couch, pressed down her eyelids, and tucked a china doll in the crook of her arm, as if in a moment of childish play she'd merely ebbed towards sleep. The sister, clutching an identical doll, was asked to stand behind, one hand on her dead sister's elbow. She stares at what is not her sister, perfectly still, and yet her doll's face is ever slightly so blurred. In another, the hair of the loved one is braided in a rosette frame for the photo itself. The twins stiff in their tiny coffins, the wife limp on her lover's lap, the young woman with glass angel wings. This is our duty to the dying. We wipe their chins and change their sheets. But what do we owe the dead? My mother's body makes a shape on the back of my eyelids that is entirely unique. Do I regret not opening her coffin? Should I have taken a picture? Would that indeed, as the sassy girl suggests, last longer?